I have heard from some staff telling me they feel like they can breathe a little bit, knowing that there's more people in house that can help. They are not seeing like 100, 200 cases reporting out every day. They're seeing the 15s and 20s so they can come into work, seeing it's a little more manageable. I don't think any of them feel like we're caught up yet. The tracers in our program are very type A kinds of people. They want to be excellent at their job and they want to get to people as soon as that result comes in, as soon as it hits our queue, our line. And, they do feel a little bit defeated, I think, because they can't get to them as fast as we want to. They're managing their expectations and managing their own need to want to be perfect and make sure every single person gets contacted as soon as possible. That is just not something we're going to change out of them, which is a wonderful quality, but it does make for them to feel a lot of pressure. And it makes it very hard to turn off COVID. It makes it hard for you to relax knowing there's still so many people to call.
And they had indicated that in some cases they've had to prioritize if there is a greater risk of a wider infection, such as at a school or a nursing home, for example, they've had to take care of those first. What might the average time be now before a case investigator is able to call someone who is positive?
We're still working under that prioritization. We're prioritizing cases like the K through 12s. We are prioritizing older individuals, individuals that are identified as working in congregate living facilities or people where the spread of COVID could really be detrimental to a facility or a household or a person or a population. So those individuals, as soon as we get notified, they get a call that day. So it's within 24 hours as soon as that result hits us. Now, the person might have been notified of their result 1 or 2 days ago, but by the time we get the result, those calls are happening the same day. If it's somebody not in our priority group, it might be 4 to 5 days. And in some instances, it could be longer, although we're seeing that really shrink down to being about 4 or 5 days now.
The good thing is they've already been notified that they have the positive test, but that does limit your potential to reach others in a timely manner. So that's the challenge of it.
It is.
And is there a point where a virus has spread in a community to such a degree that contact tracing becomes such an uphill battle that it becomes futile? Have we approached that point, or could we potentially approach that point?
So yeah, absolutely. Contact tracing is most effective in the acceleration phase of an epidemic, meaning you are still able to get on cases and rapidly identify them and make contact with them and their contacts and quarantine their contacts. There's been a lot of things kind of working against us for that, namely being testing and the turnaround of testing. If it takes 5 or 6 days to get your test result and then another 1 or 2 days to get to us, we're already kind of behind on it anyway. We're getting you towards the end of your quarantine. But yes, there is an instance in which it is so prevalent in the community that contact tracing doesn't work, and that's when you start seeing mitigation efforts coming in. Although we did see a spike, I don't know that I'm ready to give up on contact tracing yet in our community because we are starting to see it come down. We saw a surge, but I still think we're at a point where if contact tracing can be effective if we can get to it quick enough and people can give us the information.